We're going to begin this hour, though, by talking about a really cool event that's coming up on Sunday, October 7th. We've been kind of getting the word out about this already. We're really going to kick it into high gear now because it is the 28th annual A Tasteful Affair coming up at the Blue Zone at Keenan Stadium, 6 to 8 p.m. with a VIP pre-party beginning at 5. And again, coming up in just a couple of weeks, Sunday, October 7th. It's a terrific event, happens every year, and it's to raise money and awareness for a terrific cause in our community, the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill, which works with families who are receiving treatment at UNC Healthcare. So we are joined now in the studio by Elizabeth Hollander, who's the Director of Philanthropy and Annual Giving at the Ronald McDonald House. Elizabeth, good to have you back in the studio.
It's so great to be here. Thank you for having me.
And we've also got Tom Maltese, who's the Community Relations Manager for UNC Healthcare. Tom, good to have you here in the studio as well.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
So Elizabeth, let me start with you. Before we start talking about the event that's coming up, tell us about the history of this event, because this has been going on now for 27 years. It really has become kind of a signature event on the Chapel Hill community calendar.
Absolutely. So we're in our 28th year. I think with all the foodie events that are out there in the communities in Chapel Hill and Durham and the surrounding communities, this event's been going on for 28 years. It has a very rich history. We have a longtime partnership with WCHL, with UNC Healthcare, our partner in everything that we do, and with a lot of the restaurants in the Chapel Hill and surrounding communities. Mama Dips is coming back this year. They were part of this event for a good 15, 20 years, and they've taken a couple years off, but they'll be back this year. Their Top O was one of the original, Top of the Hill was one of the original participants in this event at the beginning and for a number of years, and they're coming back again this year as well. So many great restaurants, Elements, Bar Taco, Fusion Fish, some new restaurants, some old-time favorites. Just, it's a great event of, you know, food. It's casual. You get to go booth to booth trying some, you know, new and different food. The folks at the Blue Zone say it's the best the Blue Zone has ever smelled or tasted. So it's, you know, it's a great event. It's a great community event. And it's also a huge fundraiser for the house. It brings in, you know, last year, I believe,
$114,000. Wow.
Is what it raised. And so we really rely on the support of the community and the money that this event raises for the house for our operations.
So for people who've never been there before, for people who've been, they know what to expect. For people who've never been, what do you see, what do you experience when you walk into the Blue Zone?
So the Blue Zone's a beautiful space. Last year, the guests were fortunate enough to get to watch a football practice while the event was going on.
That was fun.
The Blue Zone overlooks the field. But you come in and there are, you know, each restaurant, which right now we have a little over 20 restaurants and beverage establishments signed up. You come in, you're able to peruse the silent auction, do some bidding on your, we use BidPal, so mobile bidding. You go booth to booth, small plates. Good luck trying to get to every single one of them.
You fill up quick, yeah.
You do. There's great beer. Carolina Brewery is always a great supporter and they come out and... some great food. We have live music. So Rory John Zach, it will be performing again this year. Mm-hmm. We have a great lineup of celebrity judges where our VIP guests can actually do a meet and greet with them during the VIP pre-party. And, you know, it's a great night. It's a casual night. So... a lot of 20 great restaurants all under one roof for one price. You can't beat it.
Some places that you maybe have never tried before. I'm excited about Fusion Fish. I haven't been there yet. Need to go and sample sample there, where it's a really great opportunity to check out some terrific food. And it's to raise money for a great cause. So for that, we're going to turn it over to Tom Maltese. Tell us about the relationship between UNC Healthcare and the Ronald McDonald House, who's the beneficiary from this event. What is that relationship and what does RMH provide to UNC Healthcare?
Well, I mean, what they do is they provide, you know, a wonderful place to stay for our families who have children who are here, a lot of them who have traveled a long way. We serve folks from all 100 counties, and the Ronald McDonald House provides them with just a beautiful place where they can lay their head, a place where they can to relax and to feel like home when they're here. Because when they're here, we're the state's specialty hospital. So really, this makes this Ronald McDonald House the state's Ronald McDonald House, and it's here for everybody. And when you're here with your child being treated, you've got a lot of things on your mind. And one of the last things that you should have on your mind is having a comfortable place to stay and spend the night. And Excuse me, that's what the Ronald McDonald House provides for folks. They really provide that home away from home, and we just couldn't be happier to support events like this that support their mission.
And we think about people, especially kids, who have to go to the hospital and receive kind of extensive treatment, and we think about the extent to which you're in the hospital and you're getting treatment. We don't think about the fact that your entire family's life gets uprooted, mm-hmm. and you have to travel, in some cases, extended periods of time and distance, and the difficulty of finding housing and finding food and paying for it all. Mm-hmm. And it really is just so significant that the Ronald McDonald House is there to cover all of that.
Absolutely. And it goes, and the things that they do, it goes beyond just saying, oh, you know, giving you your room key, here you go, you're down the hall to, mm-hmm. to your left. They're really there for the families, and they help connect families who have this shared experience. We can all say when we have a friend or a loved one who has a child that's going through some treatments or whatever, and we can always say that, you know, I understand. But do you really understand? Well, Ronald McDonald House, you are connected with people who truly understand. And that's what they provide. They provide this setting for folks with a shared experience, and it's a comfortable place where they can connect with other families. And the staff really goes above and beyond to support them in that.
Speaking with Tom Maltese, UNC Healthcare, also Elizabeth Hollander from the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill. And Elizabeth, back over to you. You've been with the Ronald McDonald House for a long time. What is it like to work there? Like, what is the experience of being there and working with and helping all of these families?
Well, I will be celebrating my 10th anniversary at the house in December, on December 1st, which is also my son's birthday. So it's a very special day.
I'll send you a card.
Oh, fantastic.
You have to do that now. You set it into a live microphone.
I know.
Yeah, it's required.
I love the house, and I really believe in the mission of the house. I actually moved to Chapel Hill because of UNC Healthcare. I have a specialist. I have a rare autoimmune disease, and I was traveling long distances for specialty care at UNC, and I got tired of the four-hour drive one way and decided to relocate here. And I've been here for 12 years now. And having done the long distance for my own healthcare, I know firsthand how important it is. You go where you can get the specialty care that you need, because nothing is more valuable than your healthcare and your life. If you don't have your health, you really can't do anything. And when it's your child, you will go to the ends of the earth to get them the care that they need. And it doesn't matter if you have to get on a plane, a boat, up and down the highway. You'll do anything for the love of your child and to get them what you need. And when your child's sick, you feel completely helpless. And so you really rely on the expertise and the knowledge of your doctors and your care team and the family-centered care that you get at UNC. So, you know, being at the house and being able to partner with a hospital in a community like UNC, I feel honored, and I'm privileged to be able to do that work every day. Over the course of the 10 years I've been at the house, I've gotten to watch how the house has grown. Like, we went from 29 bedrooms 3 years ago to we're now at 52. We are able to give 52 families with seriously ill children a comfortable, warm place to stay every night, a home-cooked meal every night, a fully stocked kitchen and pantry, laundry facilities, and all the comforts of home 1 mile away from the hospital. We're giving that to families from across North Carolina every day, and I couldn't be more honored and appreciative of the opportunity to be involved with an organization like Ronald McDonald House.
RMHCH.org is the website if you want to find out more about the Ronald McDonald House. I should mention that this interview is sponsored by the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill. But we're talking about a tasteful affair, which is coming up on Sunday, October 7th at the Blue Zone at Keenan Stadium, 6 to 8 p.m. Great fundraiser, terrific event to raise money for this amazing cause, the Ronald McDonald House. Again, RMHCH.org. So, Elizabeth, back to a tasteful affair. There's a couple of things happening behind the scenes while the event is going on that we got to talk about, including celebrity judges that are going to be tasting all of this food. And again, good luck tasting all of the food, but they're going to do it, and they're going to award the best ofs for the event. So who are the celebrity judges, and how does that process work?
So this year's lineup of celebrity judges are Jamie Dement. She's the author of The Farmhouse Chef and owner of Piedmont Restaurant. Eric Cole of the Carolina Hurricanes. Laura Matrazzo. She's this year's Miss North Carolina. Joe Brushy, he needs no introduction in Chapel Hill. He's the UNC lacrosse coach, for those of you who don't know. And Katie King of Our State Magazine will be back with us again this year. During the VIP event from 5 to 6, guests who have the VIP ticket will be able to mix and mingle with these judges, ask them questions, have their picture taken, you know, maybe ask them about their favorite recipe or favorite, you know, play for Hurricanes match. Is that how you say hockey? I'm not as familiar with hockey, but no, it's a, you know, really, that's a really fun event. It's a great time to interact and taste some good food.
Awesome.
I will give all of the judges some advice that I did not, I forgot to mention. Last year, our new executive director, Liz Snyder, was a celebrity judge because she was brand new. She'd been at the house for two months.
Of course, right.
It was a great way to meet our donors and folks. So I go back to see the judges, say, hey, check on them, see how they're doing. And she looks like she's like, so full. And I'm like, you're only supposed to take a taste. You don't have to eat the whole plate. You're never going to make it through all 20.
It's not a meal-full affair. It's a tasteful affair.
You're never going to make it through all 20 of the restaurants if you eat the whole plate. Just take a taste, and that's it. So I'll be sure to let the judges know
that. She made
that.
It through there, right?
She
didn't
did make
she?
It yeah, through, yeah. But I never thought to pass that advice along. So
again, it's Sunday, October 7th, Blue Zone Keenan Stadium. VIP pre-party begins at 5, main event from 6 to 8. A lot of fun, live music, silent auction, raffle, great food, great drinks, and a whole lot more. What else do people need to know about A Tasteful Affair, about the Ronald McDonald House, UNC Healthcare? Where can people find more information? Tom, I'll throw it to you first.
I would just say that this is one of the few opportunities you'll ever get to go to one place and to sample so much great food from so many great restaurants. It's a rare occasion, and I would encourage folks to really take advantage of this opportunity.
And then finally, Elizabeth Hollander.
So if you can't make it out to the event, we hope you can, but if you can't, you can participate in the auction by visiting the website and following the link. That's rmhch.org. And then you can also purchase a raffle ticket to win a 7-night vacation courtesy of Divi Resorts. So you don't have to be present to win for either the auction or the raffle, but you can participate from home if you're not lucky enough to come out and enjoy all the great food that we're going to have.
Awesome. Again, Sunday, October 7th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Blue Zone at Keenan Stadium. VIP party beginning at 5. rmhch.org is the website. Ronald McDonald House, Chapel Hill. rmhch.org. Go there, find out more about the house, get tickets to A Tasteful Affair. One more thing from Elizabeth Hollander.
So one auction item that I did want to mention that I should have mentioned like at the onset of this, we have Hamilton tickets.
Oh, done.
And they are lower level, like center, like orchestra level, like
for when it comes
Hamilton
to D-PAC
tickets.
Or?
Yes.
Yeah, awesome.
When it comes to D-PAC, we have Hamilton tickets. The bidding starts at $600 for two tickets. They're great seats, courtesy of one of our wonderful and 30-year volunteers who
awesome.
Got them and donated them to us. So you can bid on those from home. You do not have to be there. And, you know, it's a great way to donate to the house and also go see a great show that tickets are hard to come by.
Yeah.
So
awesome. Again, rmhch.org for more information there. Check out all of the information about A Tasteful Affair. Elizabeth Hollander, Tom Maltese, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For having us.